Bill?
I had a question to Norm. One is, I noticed that panitumumab, the FDA indication is again asking for the patients to be EGFR positive. So we have to be a little bit cautious on the reimbursements. I don't know why they did that again.
I don't either, because I really don't think it's justified. I think, again, it's a very tentative FDA trying to be extraordinarily careful without supportive data.
Do you find that insurance companies require that when you try to give Erbitux?
I haven't had that, but, you know, we're a little cautious when we get such an expensive new drug that the FDA indication says that. And if we don't do it, it certainly gives them a way that they might be able to reject it. It is a little bit of a problem. I really don't like to see the FDA doing that. I mean, Lenny Sauls has so much information that it's not necessary,
right.
And yet I'm amazed that they threw that in there.
All the data indicates that there is no interaction.